We talked about how can spatial relationships, depth relationships, what's in front, what's behind, what's the shape of things, be perceived. They're the depth cues. Which one is the most powerful depth cue? So I would like you to sort of ask yourself again, of all the possible depth cues, which one gives you the most bang for the buck? Then we have shape from shading, shape from contour. Remember the Apple ads where we only had the silhouette and you could tell whether it's a man or a woman, whether the person is, what weight they are, what body shape. Then we have shape from texture, and we have shape from motion. Remember the dots, and you could tell that it's a man walking, and you had only 13 dots moving in a specific way, and they were placed on strategic points on the body where you have the joints, and that's where you have sharp changes in curvature in terms of the edge of the shape.